This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again, or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is Wednesday. My name is Scott, along with my beautiful wife, Teresa.
Oh, thanks, honey.
Yes. And we're just glad to have you with us today. Mm-hmm. Today is hump day, and so you're almost through the week.
You are.
Yeah, but we pray today's podcast gives you some encouragement.
And in Proverbs 15:1, it says, a gentle answer deflects anger, but harsh words make tempers flare.
Mm-hmm. It's all about the heart. The one who's critical has a hard heart, and the one who takes it so personally has a broken heart.
That's right.
It's just an issue of the heart.
It is. I mean, you know, there is such a thing as constructive criticism. Something that's going to build you up, mm-hmm. that's for your own good. What does Jesus do? Through the whole book of the Bible, he gives you constructive ways to make your life better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
constructive.
So yeah, so like
not hurtful.
Yeah, like at work or something. You know, your boss may be giving you an evaluation, and he's giving you constructive criticism to so you can improve yourself and enhance your career. There's nothing wrong with that. I encourage that actually. Mm-hmm. You know, as long as it is to encourage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now if you go into an evaluation, all it is critical, and they're just, you know, not, you know, I mean, there's nothing edifying you that you can even improve, that's different.
Mm-hmm. So much of the time, I think, when there's a critical spirit with somebody, it's because their criticism of others, their life's pretty miserable. It makes them feel better about themselves, about their life.
Yeah, that's true.
Not so great. You know, it's like you see this big, beautiful picture of this situation in this life, and there's this critical spirit, and they will find what's wrong.
That's right.
Right off the bat. And a lot of times that's what it's about. It's so that they'll feel better about themselves. And it's miserable.
It is.
It's a terrible way to live. It's a terrible way to be. Nothing is ever good enough. There's always a fault finder. In that spirit, the Pharisee type of spirit, critical, very little is ever encouragement. And it's just a terrible spirit.
Well, you know what? I mean, a lot of times criticism is pretty prevalent in our own families.
Oh, yeah.
Between brothers and sisters and things of that sort and being critical of each other. You know, I just wonder, I don't know. I mean, Jesus, you know, with his stepbrothers and sisters. I wonder what they said since he was the oldest, you know. Oh, there goes Jesus, you know. He's all this and that. I guess he can walk on water. I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, seriously. I mean, I'm sure that they were critical of him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it doesn't really tell us that in the scriptures. But you know, when Jesus says, who is my mother? Who are my brothers, you know, and sisters, you know, in the scripture? You know, it's kind of saying those who, you know who he is.
You follow me.
You know? And so, but I just wonder, you know, I mean, what did Jesus do when he was criticized?
Mm.
Was he criticized? Oh, my gosh.
But, honey, he knew the condition of people's hearts.
He did. But still, though, he was here in human flesh.
That's right. But it was
so it hurt.
Oh, yeah. But it was an example to us.
Right.
We've got to see people for the state that they're in, including
exactly
ourselves.
Right. Yeah, because what is going on with them that they have to criticize me to feel better?
Yeah.
And so
what's happened in their life that bitterness took root? There's anger there. They have to lash out this way in order to. It can be a survival tool.
You know, like you know, the disciples asked Jesus, Lord, how many times should I forgive my brother? Seven times, and Jesus said, no, 70 times seven.
Which means infinity.
Yeah, infinity. And Beatitudes, he said, you know, love your enemies. Pray for them.
Mm-hmm. They need it.
You know, in the scriptures it also says, you know, don't overcome evil with evil. Overcome evil with kindness.
It's hard.
And that's like heaping coals of you know, shame really upon them.
Well, it causes you to look at yourself and go, man, look right. How I talked about them or how I treated them, and they're being so nice to me.
Yeah.
It causes you to examine yourself.
Maybe someone did that to your work. You know what? Well, you know what? Tomorrow morning, go to Starbucks, get you a coffee, and get them one too.
Yeah, it's great when they don't even know that they've criticized you, and you turn up and do that.
Yeah.
It's
and so you give it to them on the desk. Hey, man, just thought about you this morning. Mm-hmm. Here's a coffee for you. I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, I think it's your favorite, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, you walk off, and they go, oh man, you know. So, you know, I mean, we've all been a part of criticism,
yes,
okay?
Yes.
Let's not be a bunch of Pharisees.
That's
here,
right.
You know, where we say, well, you did it, and well, I've never done it. Well, give me a break.
Mm-hmm.
We've all done it. We've all been a victim of it. You know what? I say it stops today.
You know, I do want to ask this from a this is kind of a gender point to this. Men really, really hate to be criticized by their wives or by
the
female in their life. That's a big deal.
That's a huge deal.
For men.
That's a big deal for men because, you know, it says in the scriptures in Ephesians, you know, 5, you know, for the husband to love their wives as Christ loves the church and for the woman to be respectful, show him respect.
Mm-hmm.
Really, that's what a man needs,
mm-hmm.
you know, from his wife,
mm-hmm.
is to know that he's respected. Now, if he's criticized and said he's dumb or that was, you know, stupid or whatever. Oh, man, I tell you, man, he may not show it to you, but it's cutting him to the core.
Mm-hmm. Ladies, just tell your dog. Don't criticize your husband. Just tell your dog.
My dog?
I'll just tell Troy what I think if I need to criticize you.
Oh, tell your dog.
What'd you think I said?
Lord, I didn't know what you said.
Tell the dog.
Okay, tell the dog. Okay, I thought you were calling me a dog.
So your secret is safe with the dog.
Okay.
Honey?
But, honey, he talks.
I wasn't calling you a dog.
Troy talks to me.
I wasn't criticizing you, calling you a dog.
He talks to me, and, you know, we need to have a discussion after this podcast. So. No, but all right, in all honesty, you know, let's just make a pact together, guys and ladies. Let's just stop criticizing people.
You know, the old saying, if you can't say something nice,
don't say
anything
at all. So sometimes I'm very quiet. But you know what? I'd rather be quiet than to hurt someone else's feelings. The more I harbor it, and the more I let it tear away my heart, the less I'm closer to God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pray for that person and say, man, it really hurt. But you know what? I'm going to pray for them because something's going on in their life. Like you might be driving down the road and someone speeds by you and you go, my gosh, man, what's wrong with them? You know what?
Yeah,
maybe their
yeah.
wife's in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Maybe someone in their family just passed away,
mm-hmm.
and they're trying to get to them.
Yep, you just don't know.
You know, so just
show grace.
That's right, show grace. That's right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus wants us to become more like Him every day. Now, my goodness, we will never be like Him. There's only one matchless and perfect one, and that's Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But what he wants us to do, really, I believe in reading the scriptures, is to perform in excellence.
Mm-hmm.
And one way we can do that is to stop criticizing people.
That's right.
And pray for ones who criticize us.
And build each other up.
Yeah, edify each other.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Some people that really, honey, that are victims of criticism or who criticize, the reason why they do it because, man, their heart is hardened.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm asking anyone who is listening to this podcast that you soften their heart,
mm-hmm.
and that they accept you in their life today.
And you cause them to fall deeply in love with you.
That's right. You know what? And you will, if you pray this prayer with us, you will fall deeply in love with Him.
If you pray it with sincerity.
That's right. And from your heart.
From your heart.
But you'll really fall in love with Him when you realize He's always been in love with you.
Mm-hmm. We love Him because
yeah,
He first loved us.
That's right. First John.
That's right.
Well, if you would, please pray this prayer with us. If you don't know Jesus, and if you have, maybe walked away, maybe because of criticism. Come on back. He's never going to criticize you. He's going to only give you constructive criticism to make you better.
More
and to make your life more wonderful. And look forward to spending your eternity with him. Well, maybe you're sitting in the pew right now. And you're listening to this on your iPad before service starts. And you're thinking, my goodness, I criticize people all the time. Maybe I've never given my life to Christ. My true heart. Well, you know what? Today's the day. And so after you pray this prayer, I just really want you to realize that you are saved. And we just thank you. And so if you would pray this prayer with us. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Lord, I know that you died on the cross. I know that you rose on the third day. And because of the cross, you say my sins are forgiven because I ask you to forgive all of my sins. Lord, I've been a victim of criticism, and I have criticized. But I ask you today to save me from this and all my sins and make me more like you every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for those of you who prayed that prayer. Even though you may have given your heart to Jesus, maybe you just prayed that prayer anyway. There's nothing wrong with doing that. I mean, your salvation is secure already, but there's nothing wrong with doing it. Because it just gets you closer to Jesus. You know what I mean? It's like reading a devotional in the morning or reading a scripture, you know, during the day that helps you out. Anything that can strengthen your relationship with God, you know, I encourage you to do. So we ask you to please email us at info@livingitup.org. Let us know that you've prayed that prayer. And also, it's Thursday. So maybe you can go to church on Saturday or Sunday. And when you do, we ask you to please ask if they have a mentorship or discipleship program to just help you through this new and exciting and awesome walk with Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. But we just want to say thank you.
Yes, we do.
This is your podcast.
That's right.
And it's our privilege and honor to be able to spend this time with you.
That's right. Okay. Well, that's it until tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we hope you resist the need to criticize and just, you know what?
Pray for those who do criticize.
That's exactly right. If you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all.
That's right.
And keep living it up.
While we hang again.